Al-Nur Ilahi, the light of God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. A metaphor for his light is as if there were a niche, and within it a lamp. The lamp is enclosed in glass. The glass is as a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil is luminous, though fire scarcely touches it. Light upon light, God doth guide whom he will to his light, and God doth set forth metaphors for men, and God doth know all things. Surat al-Nur, Ayat 35. The divine light is like a niche wherein lies a lamp, and the lamp is enclosed in glass. This light is like a subtle physical force containing all of the divine realization within it. The heart of each person is the house of God, and therein lies the divine light. And God created the human being from clay. This aspect of creation is like the body of animals, and thus is naturally dark and gross. Without the divine realization and the light of life contained in the heart, we would be like animals. In the name of God, my beloved and my refuge, listen to me and understand, beloved. And when you hear, you must follow this teaching. As it says in God's holy and supreme words, his light is like a niche. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, and he is the source of the universe and the creator of existence. So God uses light to demonstrate his goodness to those who know him. He said his light is like a niche. This is only a metaphor not to be taken literally. For God himself is not a niche. Understand that this metaphor shows how God, glory be to him, sends out his light. God is the supreme guide, and all good desires exist in him and are directed toward him. The niche is a metaphor for this and is thus like the body of the supreme guide, containing his heart within it. The heart is the lamp, and the lamp as well is enclosed in a heart of glass. The glass is like a brilliant star, which is like the pure mind. It is lit from a blessed tree, the olive tree. The brilliant star, which is the light of the Muhammadan message, is revealed in existence. It is neither from the east nor the west, and is not dependent on ancestral origins, but it is directed to all people. The Muhammadan oil shines forth with the divine presence, even though fire touches it not. Then it glows with plentiful light and divine sustenance, light upon light. Material factual knowledge does not touch it. Allah gives his light to the Muhammadan inheritor, and to those people who accept God and possess readiness for him. God furnishes these examples to show himself to the people who can thus find themselves in them. The warith is the truth, and Allah manifests in all of the appearances of the warith. Beloved, you have to know that there is in the body a heart, al-qalb. In the heart there is a soul, al-ruh. In the soul there is a secret, al-sir. In the secret there is an invisible thing, al-kafi. In the invisible thing there is something even more invisible, al-kafa. And in the most invisible thing is a heart of essence, al-fu'ad. In this essence there is God, ana, the divinity within. The divine light is too powerful to be received directly, so Allah leads us step by step, veil by veil, to him. These veils are put there from the mercy so that the human spirit may contain the light and thereby gradually rid itself of all its density. The supreme guide, Muhammad, is like this light and must also be approached step by step. I described this light for you before as a subtle power of intelligence, perception. This power relates to his, Muhammad's, kindness, actions, inner qualities, and the good influence he exercises over people. Whoever is capable of discovering this subtle power of perception and realizes this perception and behavior within himself, reaches to be a copy of the Muhammadan inheritor. In this case, he has the good fortune of gaining complete understanding of all kinds of matters of existence. He becomes the perfect man, in whom all the highest truth is revealed. His appearance becomes the focus of abundant understanding, as well as the center of the knowledge of the secret of all the divine words. Through these perfect and supreme words, we may know God. Glory be to him. Know, beloved, that the body of Muhammad is the niche of the manifest light. In the center of his being is the lamp of the heart, containing an abundance of light and the secrets of divine knowledge, illuminated by the glass of the brilliant white mind. This mind is lit by a very holy tree. The tree is the source of revelation in the manifested universe, an olive tree in a specific and known location. It is neither in the east where the sun can scorch it, nor in the west where the sun cannot reach it. The tree is the essence of the secret of Muhammad's existence. He is the perfect man. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and his family. Know, my beloved, that Muhammad, the light of Allah, is like a niche. His light is the source of the universe and can be seen as well in the perfect man, the Muhammadan inheritor. He is the complete human being in whom the lamp is fully lit. He is the divinity, the revealed and manifested knowing, seen through the glass of divine sustenance. His, al insan al kamil, abundance can be perceived in his appearance. Due to his subtleness, transparency, and gentleness, nothing can be seen in him but his source and sustainer, Allah. It is as if the glass does not exist. The glass revealed is a brilliant star, shining with light, beauty, and majesty. In this light there is no heat or cold to disturb the beholder, yet it has a great power of brilliance, being lit by the divine love, which is the true source of this brilliant star. Know this divine love which emanates from his reality as light. When it is complete, it shines brilliantly as the tree of the essence of the truth, bearing many kinds of fruits, secrets, and holy lights. We describe it as a tree because from its high branches shine the brilliant stars, al-Warith al-Muhammadi, which manifest the house of Allah. This holy tree contains plenty of goodness, fruit, knowledge, and progeny, the children of the family of God. It is eternally blessed, but only through Muhammad and his message may we receive all of its fruits. Know, my beloved, that through the brilliant star, Muhammad, and all of his qualities and individual characteristics, we can perceive the essence of Allah. The star is the glass, which is the lamp and the niche, which is the light, and this light is the being of God, who Allah. So understand. Understand that the subtle material power of intelligence and the divine understanding connected to it refers to the heart, which is the house of God. The light of God, Muhammad, is likened to this subtle power because in the world of light, the forces have a quality like kindness, and this kindness emerges from the realization of the subtle powers. The powers themselves are the realized beings, illuminated with divine understanding. The knowledge of God is something intuitive because only God contains the complete realization of truth. Our realization of the human being in its human aspect is illusory. Only that related to the eternal, God, is real. Know that the people who contain divine understanding and act accordingly come to the realization that only the heart, which is the true house of God, contains these subtle powers of perception intelligence. These people call everything by its right name. They don't live in ignorance, but rather contain the light of knowing, the light of God, and the brilliance of the truth manifests in them. So this subtle power of perception is the heart, and God is its creator, and God is the creator of kindness. So all the brilliant lights in the Holy Book come from God, the everlasting who lives in the heart. We don't mean by heart the conical-shaped object in the body, but rather the subtle heart, al-fu'ad. Know that man is created from clay. This endows him with animal nature, which is naturally dark. From this point of view, he is just like the rest of the animals. He contains lust, like the animals. And if he follows this aspect of his nature, he will live in darkness. So if you identify yourself with your animal nature, then you will live in darkness and grossness. Without the capacities of perception that Allah has put in us, nothing would appear in us of understanding or of the light of life. Know that God has given the animal rank a special order of perception and a light of life suitable to it. For human beings, God has given a special rank of perception and light of life as well. So the human being has both ranks, the rank of animal and the rank of divine realization. If he follows his animal nature, then nothing of realized perception or the light of life will manifest in him. His feelings are then exclusively from the darkness, the material world. This is the situation of one who lives in the animal rank. He sees only the gross and lives with the darkness. All of the meaning, all of the truth, and the divine nature are concealed from him, and he is distant from them. The nature of the animal rank is one of straying from the right path, but is one of the ranks which God created. He made different kinds of animal ranks, either to serve man in work or to provide meat. He created some to provide material for clothing or to protect man from cold or heat, or to furnish milk and honey, and other good things of a material order. So the man who works can make use of them. But the realized perception, the light of life in the human rank, comes from the divine nature, and it is special because it is a mental rank, al-aql. The realization in this rank sees the truth of existence in all its ranks, its revelations, and its individual characteristics. The light of life is illuminated by meaning, kindness, good behavior, knowledge, and the results of wisdom. Through the wise, subtle power of perception, the human being can realize the complete truth mentioned above, because he is subtleness and power and sensitivity and intelligence. The human being receives the divine abundance through the perfect mind, through thought, al-fikr, inspiration, al-ilham, and seeing. Through these capacities, he can transform his animal nature into kindness and humanness, and rid himself of the darkness, and rescue himself from the grossness. So his body becomes purified of all this darkness, and his mind is purified of imagination, al-wam. And he becomes brilliantly lit by the light of life and realization. These capacities, which are the centers of perception, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and touching, are his assets. Without them, nothing of the pure heart, al-fu'ad, would appear on the outside, and he could not realize the truth and light of life. Understand. Understand, beloved, that without the quality of hearing, hearing would be impossible. Or without the quality of seeing, the human being would not see the truth of the pictures. Only through the inner seeing can he see truly. If he didn't have the quality of touch, he could not feel solid objects and be sure of their existence. Without the quality of taste, he could not taste the meaning of words and what they refer to. Without the quality of smell, he could not smell the odor of revelation and its goodness, nor the smell of our beloved God and the subtle breezes of his love. Through the outer senses, we can realize the meaning and the secrets of our bodies and our lives in the human rank. Allah.